Harry, wait! Get back here!
Fine, go. Let's see how long you last. Everyone has gone mad. Has she got no shame leaving her home in Ramadan?
Have you got no shame, Faisal? Selling drugs? You had money, but it wasn't enough. You became greedy and sought more and more through the wrong avenues. Not all of us are drug lords, but we all must look at our wealth. Is the source halal? Is there a shadow of doubt in our earnings? Do we owe people money and not pay them despite having the means? Did we trample all over someone's wealth to attain our own? If yes, how will our du'as ever be accepted? A month of fasting and standing in Taraweeh will pass, but will be flung back at us, unaccepted. Allahumma fazna. While Faisal is wandering like a lonely ghost in his empty house, Choti, Molana, Layla, and Adila all meet up at the shop. Choti informs them of Faisal's dark side being uncovered.
I can't believe this. My own father. And I was afraid he'd be angry if he knew I went clubbing. How can he do such a thing? That's why he'd get angry if I touched the unmarked envelopes that would come to the office. Oh, Chotima, I must get to Mummy now. She must be devastated.
Layla, your mummy is not at home. She's gone to your nana's. It was too much for her to handle. After hearing about Zakia and this... But please phone her.
I don't want to go home then. I don't want to see my father's face. But where will I stay?
Layla, you can stay with us. Stay with us.
That'll be wonderful. I mean, at least you'll get your mind off things.
Junaid, Papa, I don't know how to thank you. I feel lost. My mother is gone. My father I can't even say it. And my sister is in a coma. I feel like a mountain is crushing me. If it was not for you guys... I don't even want to think of what would happen to me.
But you don't worry. It's my responsibility to look after you. Don't lose hope. Inshallah, your father will change. But for now, phone your mommy. Yeah, you can use the shop phone since you don't have any airtime.
Hello, mommy.
Layla, where are you?
I'm here with Junaid, Papa and them. I'm so sorry, mommy. I shouldn't have run away. I'm sorry for worrying you and for everything. Please make me maaf.
Everything. Please don't ever run away again, Layla. It was very hard to handle. Tell Chotima to fill you in on everything. If I knew you were coming, I would have waited for you. I'm going to Nana's house.
Gee, Chotima told me. I'm not going home if you're not there. I never realized this before, but the house would be horrible to go home to if you were not there. I'll stay here with Chotima till we decide what to do.
You will be okay then if you were them. I'll speak to you later, okay? I just reached. Phone me every day, okay? Assalamu alaikum.
I will. Mommy, I love you. Wa alaikum salam.
Why are you putting money in that box, Junaid?
No, Choti, whenever I use the phone, I put money inside this box because it's not for my personal use. So whatever I use for my own benefit, I estimate the amount and put it in here. Otherwise, I'll be answerable, eh? Adi, here's your phone. You may keep it.
Wow, I never thought of that. Here, let me pay for the call since it was mine. Adi... Are you going to the location now?
Yep, but first I'm going to go drop Ma off. Want to come deliver hampers with me?
Layla agrees, and after they drop Choti off, they head for the location.
Adi, I apologize for telling your father all those things about you.
Oh, don't worry about it. It was a good lesson for me.
I hope you'll be able to trust me again.
Well, I won't lie and say I trust you now, but I hope I will in time.
So, how are things coming along with looking for Hana?
Not too good, plus my survey is faulty. But I just got this one more letter I need to read from her.
I see you're really affected by her letters, aren't you?
I am. Maybe it's because it's written with such sincerity and feeling. You know, there's one story she wrote about that sticks in my head. She met the daughter from a Chechenian mujahid who told her about this girl from her neighborhood, right? Her name was Hawa Barayev. She loaded her car with explosives, then drove it through a military building. It exploded and the building was destroyed, and guess what? She was in full parada.
Wow, did anyone die?
She was martyred, and 27 enemies of Islam were all sent to hell. All from the Russian army, alhamdulillah.
But isn't that suicide? And suicide is haram.
No, it's not suicide. It's martyrdom. I'm surprised by people who call you a terrorist because you are Muslim and you're fighting to protect your deen, your people. But when you invade a country and kill, It's called fighting for freedom. Hannah made a good point, that for the West, money is everything. But for a true Muslim, our faith is everything. And they just never understand that.
And what you can't understand frightens you, right?
Right. Leila, I keep thinking, we don't have to give up our lives. We just have to give up sin. But we find that to be so hard.
You've got a point there. Adi, could I borrow your phone, please? I'll search you out for airtime later. Thanks. Hello, Zach.
Leila, where are you? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm with Adila. How are you, Zach?
How do you think I am? How could you not tell me where you went?
I'm really sorry, Zach. I apologize.
Okay. Just don't get me worried like that again, please.
Can I see you tonight?
No, not tonight. I'm going for a program tonight.
If you don't read Tarawih, much less go for programs. Zakaria, are you breaking up with me?
No, not at all. In fact, my parents want to come that Sunday after Eid to meet yours, to officially propose. But anyway, Huzaifa was going on about the sheikh that's down for itikaf, and one of two of the other guys are going. So I thought I'll go with them.
That really doesn't sound like you. I don't know about meeting. I'll let you know when's a good time for the parents to meet. Right now, my room is going through a bit of a crisis.
Oh, believe me, since you went AWOL, I've been doing a lot of introspection. Is everything okay? You're not sounding too good.
I'll tell you all about it later.
Leila, one more thing. If we're going to get married, I'm not going to go clubbing. And if you still want to, then...
Then it's over? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, if you're not going, then what's the point of me going? I won't go, Zach.
Oh, wow. That's a relief. And Leila, I'm so happy you're back. I can't wait for us to be married. Okay, I must get ready now for Maghrib.
Come, Leila. We're here. We'll read namaz at one of the houses. We're getting late for Asr. And Mufti Saab said that a lady who delays a salah is a hypocrite. Scary.
The girls are back home in time for iftar. And Maulana joins them for a change.
How come you're home early today?
I'm exhausted. I couldn't manage to stay by the shop any further.
Naimba must have flipped.
Something like that. He said he'll cut my wages. Jyoti, I'm afraid we'll have to cut back a bit for Eid. We can make do with whatever we have.
Don't worry, Abba. Eid'll still be a fun occasion.
But that guy sounds awful. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. You wouldn't be so exhausted if I didn't disappear last night.
No, don't worry about it, Leila. Come, let's make Talim together quickly before I go for Tarawih.
The family gather around to listen to the words of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A home where the name of Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not mentioned is a desolate home. Let's make our home such that deen is so strongly and lovingly entrenched that it becomes like an unbreakable root to which we are always attached. The girls go to the room after supper.
I sleep on this mattress here, Adi.
Hey,
your stash of DVDs are no longer here.
I got rid of it.
What? I can't believe it. The worst movie addict I know. Did you go to rehab?
Well, something like that.
Let me guess, these letters had something to do with it. Where are they? I want to know why it touched you so much.
The letters led me to listening to Dini programs and being more conscious. Leila, pass me your phone. I wonder who's calling on private number. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Adi!
Muaz, you phoned?
I just wanted to phone to see how you're doing. You just deleted me like that.
I'm doing good. Maaf, but I no longer talk to guys.
Okay, I respect that. If you don't want to talk on the phone, but don't be rude. We can just chat for now, like old time's sake.
But I deleted Mixit. I don't want to be tempted again.
Wow, you've really gone biased.
Just tell him, Adi.
Who's that whispering in the background?
Oh, it's my cousin.
Oh, the one that dropped you off at the mall?
Yes.
Come on, Adi, why are you being so abrupt? Don't you remember the fun that we had that day? Especially when I beat you at 10-pin bowling and we had mocha melt ice cream after that. I always think about you when I have that. Can we meet again?
Muaz, I don't think you're getting me. I don't do all of that anymore.
But I want to propose, Adi. I know you're going to tell me to phone your father, and I will. I just can't forget you.
Really?
Really. All I ask is for you to chat to me and meet me. Plus, you motivate me dean-wise. Why don't you miss call me for Seri? I get up so late that there's not even time to make dua.
I don't know.
Is that too much to ask? Just to meet only once? I want to talk to you face to face before we take it to the parental level. So, will you meet? Not now. Ramadan is not a month for all of this. After Ramadan.
Ramadan is not a month for all this, and so is out of Ramadan. Be wise to the tactics of Shaitan. As soon as you intend leaving an evil habit, he will attack you with the spear of temptation. But this spear will always look appealing. Adi feels her resolve slipping away when she hears Muaz's seemingly reasonable plea. What will she do next?
Listen, I'm sorry, but I can't do this anymore. I'm not talking to guys, and I mean it. Aren't you tired of this? And if you were genuine about your proposal story, you wouldn't want to meet behind our parents' back. Haram is haram, no matter how we justify it. Please don't contact me again.
Whoa, you go, girl. I can't believe you dissed the guy like that. I thought you two got along like a house on fire and you were somewhat in love.
We did get along well, but that's no reason to talk to him or any other guy. If I don't stop now, when will I stop? You know they say love is blind, but for me, love wasn't only blind. It was deaf, dumb, and it had arthritis.
You've really changed, Adi. It's like you have this amazing inner strength.
Make dua at last past Ramadan. It's time for me to put my Allah first. Leila, you know you said you won't go clubbing anymore? Don't do it for Zach. Do it for Allah. Otherwise, it won't be hard to stick to your resolution.
I get what you mean. Like getting our priorities in order.
Leila is moved by her cousin's determination. The same cousin with whom she spent many hours getting up to nonsense now seems to glow with the calmness and strength of purpose. She sits down to read Hannah's letters and becomes so engrossed she doesn't even notice that Zach hasn't SMS'd or called while back at her home. Faisal is looking for something to eat and he's starving, with no wife there to have hot, delicious food ready for him. The same wife who he kept degrading by saying she did nothing the whole day.
Where's the damn food here? Look at the state of everything here. You know, Gordy could have at least cleaned up before she left. How do you put this on? Ah, bloody gas stove. Wait, let me tell Yusuf to come sort out some food for me.
Here I am, Mamaji. How may I help you?
Yo!
This place is a disaster. Where's Gorima?
She's gone to her father's house, I think. No, don't ask me any more questions.
Okay, but where's Leila then?
Don't act dumb. You know she ran away. Mother and daughter are both good for running away. I don't know why they don't take part in a damn marathon.
But Huzaifa told me that she phoned Zach and told him she's back. She's with Adila. I thought she would have been here by now.
Oh, she was with Adila? She must be safe then. Now don't talk about my family, it just upsets me. Make something for me to eat, man. I only had kajur.
Okay, here's a pot of chicken and here's the salad, all under the net.
Oh, I never see it. Anyways, it's cold. How do you switch on the stove without getting burnt?
See, you just turn it like this. And voila. But wait, I'll heat it up in the micro. It's quicker. What's that sound?
Good evening, Faisal.
What do you want here, Victor?
You know what I want. And since you don't want to give me my money, I came to fetch it myself. Didn't your wife tell you about my earlier visit?
Mamaji, what's this about? Is this the same guy I saw at your office?
Tell him what a good Muslim you are, Faisal. Tell him how you supply drugs to the other drug lords.
My Mamaji! No ways!
Your Mamaji? Yes, way! I'm sorry, Faisal, but you have become a thorn in my side. You are going to sleep with the fish tonight. Goodbye.
Victor disappears into the night, not knowing that he has shot Yusuf, who leaped in front of his uncle. Blood spreads fast on the front of Yusuf's kurta.
Yusuf! What did you do about you? Yusuf, talk to me!
Mamaji.
Yusuf, don't close your eyes. Look at me. Look at me. Ya Allah, what have I done? Yusuf, you should have just let me die. I don't have anyone except for you. Nobody in this family wants to be with me, Yusuf. Yusuf, don't die.
Yeah, put your head on my lap.
Make Toba.
I will change. I will. Just don't leave me. Why did I get caught up in this haram? Look what I have done to you.
La ilaha illallah.
You can't go. You can't. You're too young.
Read, please.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. Yusuf, no!